We do have a few prayer requests this morning. Pray for Ryan Green, who has been having seizures and was in ER 3 times last week. He is scheduled for a 4-day in the hospital study in November. And then let's pray for Kenneth Hart, who's dealing with cancer. And then let's pray for Elsie Price, who is having some kidney issues. And then let's pray for the family of Lloyd Underwood, who moved to his final home in heaven this weekend.
And we got one more that came in on Facebook. My friend Angela is needing prayers also for her family.
And then I have unspoken prayer requests for my family.
After my visit, I have many unspoken prayer requests. Oh, Lord. Father, hear our heart cry, and you know the need before we even ask. But Father God, after talking with Anna Price last night, they certainly need our prayers and to lift them up and to get accurate diagnosis and help and medical treatment. Even though he's had many, Lord, just he needs a miracle. Father God, he needs his kidneys healthy and renewed and restored. And they're doing their best to watch all the chemicals that are not to go into his body. So, Father, we just thank you that there were doctors who rebuilt his heart, and now the kidneys are not cooperating. So, Lord, you know this, and we just ask for a healing power and the exact doctor, the medical team that he needs to be assigned to. We ask for that divine connection for him by the grace of God. We also, Lord, Kenneth Hart has been in this area for a very long time, and there's so many people that just love him. He's a very kind, loving person. And Lord, we just hate to have heard the bad news about the pancreatic cancer and that he was sent home. Lord, and he just said, send him cards. We just pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit to surround him, that you would make him comfortable and be with his wife as a caregiver. Father God, we just ask that you, send him angelic hosts and to minister to every need, even spoken or non-spoken, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for these needs, Father God, that Ryan Green, Lord, is having seizures, and you know the cause. Father God, if whether he's saved or not, Father God, you do. And if it's some pills or medication he's taking, Lord, show the doctors exactly what's triggering the seizures and the wiring in his brain, the neurological issues, Lord. We just ask for a healing and a reset. And we thank you, Father, for the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ to lay hands upon Robin and to Ryan. And we thank you, Lord, that you will watch over and keep him, and they will discover what it is. Give them the revelation that they need in Christ Jesus' name. And for the family of Lloyd Underwood, Lord, we thank you for his life, his witness, and that his family would remember the things he has said and did in his lifetime, and that they would treasure those memories. And Father, that it's so precious to hear stories about a loved one who's gone home. And Father, we thank you for Lloyd and his life and his witness. And Lord, my family in Maryland certainly needs your divine intervention, as well as Monica Lovell's family needs a divine intervention. There's so many out there in the wilderness crying out, but they don't know that you're the total, complete answer for restoration and healing. Lord, open up their eyes, open up their mind. Father, give them divine appointments. Bombard these families with laborers who love you, who are not religious, just love Jesus Christ. And Father, that they can share their testimonies with these people who are wandering. and riding the fence and not knowing which way to turn. Help them, Lord. You've helped us. And I just always remember, he said, the simplest word you love to hear is help. Just help me. Help me, Lord. Help them in their darkness, in their wilderness. Shine your light. Shine it quickly, Lord, that they may be saved and know the great love that you have to offer. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Sponsor.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty. Their location is 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. She won't just bless your shoes off, y'all. She'll bless your shoes and socks off. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you. They protect you.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
I was talking about that.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Sister Karen Johnson, and her title is The Price of Truth.
Yes. And I wanted to finish off the Psalms that were warfare weapons for Israel and Hamas right now. It was Psalm 121, Psalm 130, and Psalm 142. With Psalm 27 being prayed corporately around the world. So if you want to be in agreement with that every morning, those are the five or six scriptures they are decreeing and declaring over the soldiers, the captives, the refugees, the governments, the leaders. They are really, really praying for peace. There's got to be a resolution, but is it a two-state? That's the problem.
Right.
That's what they want. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I leave you with those scriptures because that's something that you can do on your own. But I wanted to read a little something that I thought was really appropriate, and the Holy Spirit led me to it. So it's a little ditty that you might run a like. It says, one day a farmer's donkey fell in a well. The animal cried loudly for hours, while the farmer tried to find something to do to get him out. Finally, the farmer decided that the donkey was old and the well was already dry and needed to be covered anyway, that it really wasn't worth pulling the donkey out of the well. He invited all his neighbors to come help him. They each grabbed a shovel and began to throw dirt in the well. The donkey realized that what was happening, and he cried horribly loud. And then, to everyone's surprise, he quieted down after a few shovelfuls of dirt. The farmer finally looked down into the well and was amazed at what he saw. With each shovelful of dirt, the donkey was doing something incredible. It was shaking off the dirt and stepping on top of the dirt. Very soon, everyone saw, surprised, how the donkey reached the mouth of the well, went over to the edge, and trotted out. Life is going to throw dirt at you. All kinds of dirt. The trick to getting out of the hole is to shake it off and use it to step up. Each of our problems is a step up. We can get out of the deepest holes if we don't give up. Use the land they throw you to get ahead. Remember the five rules to be happy. Free your heart from hate. Free your mind of distractions. Simplify your life. Give more and expect less. Love more and shake the dirt, because in this life, you have to be a solution and not the problem. I thought that was really, really good, because all of us seem to be having stuff thrown at us. Mm-hmm. And you go, what? What? Where'd that come from? What? 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 And Monica mm-hmm. was just sharing, you know, when we were on a break about something just was thrown at her, mm-hmm. you know, and you do have to shake it off. You can't, but it's so easy to get emotional.
It is.
And get upset and just want to attack. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? And why did you do this? But sometimes the prayers of just praying, God, help this person mm-hmm. see the light before it's too late. And so remember those five rules to be happy over the holiday season. And over all the gatherings and the things that you're going to be involved in. Our church is having a harvest festival. It's going to be indoors with games and candy and cakewalk and all that. October the 25th or 9th, 29th, Sunday night at 6 o'clock. But, as decorations go up for Halloween... My prayer is that people will get saved that are doing that, and that they're just deceived. And my family never really celebrated Halloween because they knew it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. And it was hallowed. It was a holy day. Back in the early centuries, it was a holy day. It wasn't a dark day. Isn't that interesting how the enemy can twist and distort things? Mm-hmm. And so free your heart from hate, free your mind of distractions, simplify your life. And I've been working on that. Give more and expect less, and love more and shake the dirt, because in this life you have to be a solution, not the problem. Mm-hmm. And I think when we're adult children throw something at us that we were so, when you're on this road and you think, oh, it's going to be our golden years are going to be just wonderful and things are coming together and there's going to be unity and love and it's all going to be wonderful. And you think things are really, prayers are being answered and this and that. And there's always that curve, mm-hmm. curveball sent. And, but God, you know, always has a way, just like with the donkey story. You know, we have a choice. Okay, they're throwing dirt at me and they want to bury me down here. But hey, I just got a revelation. I can use this dirt to move on up out of the well and walk away. And how many people slander and throw dirt at you and try to crush what's the good in you or misinterpret stuff that's going on? And make judgments. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so sad. When will we ever get it? On the other side of glory? You know, I'm here. God has done all this work. He's done prepared the way. He's given us the keys to the kingdom of God, to enjoy his presence, and to know he's going to be there because he loves his word. And as we decree the word over difficult situations, and he empowers us with his presence to go forward to help others, we must believe by faith that the gospel is the answer. Mm-hmm. You know, and in the book of Acts, the apostles died. You know, they all died except John. And they thought they were going to sit. They were ambitious. How they were going to sit in the book of Mark, you know, are we going to the right of you, mm-hmm. or the left of you? Where are we going to be positioned? Mm-hmm. And and he's saying, well, I hate to tell you this. But you'll have to take up your cross and follow me. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I have for today. And I pray everyone is well and excited about what God's going to do in their lives and their families in the coming days.
He's up to something.
He is up to something. And I think if you lay a hold of that truth and experience God wherever he's happening, I think you'll discover there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't expecting that lady to be saved. Mm-hmm. You know, she was calling in a crisis situation, and she said, what do I have to do to be saved? Isn't that scriptural? You know?
I don't know how I would make it through life without Jesus.
Oh, I...
And the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There's a lot of desperate people dealing with things overwhelming.
Well, and the secret of the strengthening of your heart and your spirit and your soul is pondering the Word of God, mm-hmm. and getting it in your heart. What's that guy's name? Graham Cook has started a online church. It's called Brilliant Perspective, but he does podcasts. And he gives you some really insightful truths of his walk with God, kind of like what Mike Bickle is doing about intimacy with the Father and growing closer and being confident in God and knowing he's there for you. And it does take time, mm-hmm. and there is a cost, mm-hmm. to say, no, I'm not going there. I'm going to sit here and with the Lord and hear or walk with the Lord and hear his voice. And sometimes some of that most precious moments are walking and hearing him speak. Mm-hmm. You know, and taking that heaviness off my heart of another family crisis. Mm-hmm. And so much of it, I don't know whether you guys are dealing with it or not, but there's a lot of homosexual issues and bisexual, transsexual, you know, just issues that we need answers for, and to love people in their situation, because most of them probably were really wounded somewhere, mm-hmm. along the line. And that's a
confusion.
Oh, the confusion is unbelievable.
And the anxiety.
Yeah. Like, who's going to love me? Will anybody ever love me? Mm-hmm. So it's a choice to love no matter what. And boy, I've had some challenges of, oh, I can't think that way. I cast that thought down. Mm-hmm. I have to think like God thinks. I have to think the word of the Lord. A promise, give them a promise, give them hope, faith, and love. But we have to be filled with it so that we encounter it.
Exactly.
It happens like an automatic switch. Mm-hmm. This truth is empowerment, and truth will never fail. Amen?
Amen. For me personally, the enemy started attacking me about my identity very early. And people have to understand that as early as 2 years old, the enemy can come in and attack your children. Mm-hmm. And you have a choice as a parent. You can either feed that demonic spirit attacking your child, or you can be anything you want, baby. It's okay. Yeah. No, it's not okay. Or you can feed their spirit.
Good word.
The truth of God's word. Yeah. God's word is truth.
Believe it.
You're a child of God.
Yeah.
You're God's daughter. Yeah. And he has a husband for you. Stop. Stop feeding the demonic spirit that is attacking your child. Stop telling your child it's okay to be whatever you want, because no, you don't know what the enemy is putting in that child's head. You don't know the twisted lies that the devil is feeding your baby. He is only here to do harm, to steal, kill, and destroy. If he can steal your baby's identity in Christ, he's got an open door. Quit spoon feeding the enemy.
And, you know, the blinders that have been put on people to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's acceptable.
Well, it's been little by little.
Yeah. And that's how things are turned, because you don't even, that's what the Holocaust survivors say.
Very subtle.
Very subtle, little by little. Mm-hmm. You get used to it, okay, all right. They wear you down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
When a child don't get what they want, what do?
Oh.
A lot of times they throw a fit.
Mm-hmm.
The devil does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's throwing a fit because he knows he's lost. So he's like a toddler with his arms out, and he's running through.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to get anybody and everybody he can. And if we don't stand up and say, no, that's not okay, instead of, oh, isn't that cute? No,
yeah.
It's not at all.
Yeah, I have someone who's put makeup on their 10-year-old grandchild. And she looks like a... Oh, I know. And I said, what are you doing?
That makes me growl. Why would you do that?
And then take a picture and put her on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Why? Don't you know about sex trafficking?
There's people... Something that the Lord showed me is the perversion.
Mm-hmm.
How perverted we have become.
Oh, yeah.
Even as Christians.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That doesn't even, that's why I'm saying, are you really saved? Because that perverse spirit, I mean, it's bad.
Well, a lot of people think they're saved.
Right.
Because they grew up in church.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't inherit your mama or your grandma's salvation. It's a personal choice.
Yeah, my son even asked me that. He said, well, wasn't I sprinkled as a Methodist or whatever? And I said, well, that doesn't mean you're saved.
Right.
That means that, you know, we dedicated you to the Lord,
mm-hmm,
in the presence of the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Get off your parents' tail, mm-hmm, feathers and get your salvation.
Yeah. There's yet time. Amen.
And get in the
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Read it for yourself. Pastor Kyle Evans at The Way was talking about reading the word on Sunday also.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
That was interesting, but he was talking about taking it in and digesting it in smaller parts so that it can get inside. So it was a good sermon also.
Yeah, because it's got to get engrafted. It's got to,
mm-hmm,
get in there so that it's empowered,
mm-hmm,
when it comes out.
It's alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Well, and I had really pondered like that, renew the mind, that Romans 12. And No, so when you go overseas or whatever, they're wanting a word, a living word. You know, and so you know that you're really getting some the hold of something when it comes out corporately like that. That's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, you know.
I love it when I hear a sermon and then get confirmations of other people talking about the same thing. But we really appreciate you coming to share. This is a good and timely word this morning.
Oh, good, good. I told Tom, says, well, are you ready? I said, I never know whether I'm ready. Well, what God's going to do, you know, or say. What
he weaves
my prayers. My prayer over here is always, Lord, fill my mouth with what you want to say.
Uh-huh. And he's faithful in this room. He does. He weaves it all together. It's so cool.
It is cool.
He's awesome.
I love it, love it, love it.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and our sister in Christ, Karen Johnson. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.